So Monster Ball was dreamed up by a few of Craig's closest friends and a couple of family members. What it is, it's a golf tournament. It spans 2 days in Greenville, Texas. It's the largest golf tournament in Hunt County, and we play 36 holes over 2 days. It's a two-man scramble. We have 100 teams, so 200 players, and we cap it at 100 teams to keep the flow of golf going for all the golfers that they run around on the barbecue tour around Northeast Texas. We make sure that they have a chance to play through everything and play at a pace that doesn't bore you and that allows the golfers the opportunity to finish in a timely fashion. So we call it Monster Ball after Craig Bowers. Craig was my brother-in-law. I've known him my whole life, and he's one of these types of guys that everybody knew in high school. But Craig was one of these all-American guys, just lovable. Everybody loved him. Great high school athlete. After he graduated from high school, he came to Commerce to East Texas State, where he received his bachelor's, and he became a coach. He became a basketball coach in Greenville and a teacher, after which he decided to come back to school, and he attained his master's degree, and he became a principal at Roy City High School. And he was a principal there up until his death, snow skiing with his family in Colorado, which was 4 years ago in March. Craig passed away on March 14th in 2012. He was on a skiing trip over spring break with his family in Crested Butte, Colorado. And the way he passed, he was in typical Craig fashion. He was at the top of a run with his wife and his two kids, his young son and his young daughter. And Craig came barreling around a corner, and there was someone in his way. And he knew that if he hit that person, that it was gonna maim them really badly or kill them. So he made a sharp move and unfortunately hit a tree. And as fate would have it, it was about the only tree within 100 yards of this run. And Craig passed on that slope there in Crested Butte in 2012. So we decided to have this golf tournament to honor him and to give back to the local charities here in Hunt County. And the reason we call it Monster Ball is because Craig was kind of small in stature. He wasn't a real big man, but everything he did was huge. And David Claiborne, the sports editor of the Greenville Herald Banner, he had an instance in the paper where he said that Craig nailed a monster shot back in high school when he was playing basketball, and from then it just kind of caught on, and everybody around the Greenville area ran with it. And from any time Craig made the paper from then on out, whether it was playing baseball or later in life when he was playing golf, you know, the running joke was he made a monster putt. So even though Craig was small in stature, his personality and his competitiveness in sports and everything he did, whether it was teaching, coaching, playing, when he was a youth minister at Dixon Baptist Church out in Lone Oak, everything he did was monstrous. So this year the children's take is 40 and the community's take is 60%. Last year we contributed to the Rafa Clinic. We contributed to there and to Community Seeds and Food Pantry. And then this year, our big benefactor will be the Hunt County Clothe-A-Child. What we really want to do with the Monster Ball and the Bowers Foundation is to keep Craig's name alive and to help out worthy causes around the Hunt County area, because Craig was always one that gave of himself his entire life, whether or not he was coaching or pastoring at one of the local churches or being a principal. Craig always gave of himself and always thought of the next person. So Monster Ball this year is going to be held the last weekend of June, June the 26th, 27th, and 28th. Friday at 3 o'clock, we're going to have a shootout set up into two different flights, and it's going to be just completely for the golfers that sign up for it. It's going to be just a give back to those guys, the people who have helped us build this thing into what it is. So Saturday, we'll have our lower tier flights at Oak Creek Country Club. That will be the fourth flight through the seventh flight. And then our championship first, second, and third flights will be playing at Wright Park. And then we'll flip-flop those for Sunday. And one of the things that I want to do is invite the entire community out Saturday night. We're going to have some entertainment Saturday night. And it's going to be free. It's a free concert there at Oak Creek Country Club. We'll have Highway 31 as our opening band. They're on the internet. You can Google them. And we will also have Sean Council. Sean will be our headliner. And both of these guys grew up here in the community. They all went to school here locally in the community and to college here in Commerce. They're both college graduates from Commerce. Again, we want to invite the local community out. It's a free concert. We're trying to build this thing and make it more than just a golf tournament. We want to build it into an event and just continue to raise money for the local charities and do it all in the name of a good man who was just taken from us too early.